Hello, my name is Pastor Alamsanab Jamir. Today I want to talk about how to deal with our failures. The first thing that we need to do is repentance, because that's what the Word of God says. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, and then I'll heal their land. And when we repent, the Lord just answers. And the best story I can find in the book of in the Bible is the story of Jonah. When he had disobeyed God and was running away to a place called Tarsus, and when the big fish ate him up, and when he repented inside the belly of the fish, the Lord met the fish to rebuke him out. And then what happened was that he goes back to Nineveh and he see a great revival which has never happened before him, and even after him. And even the animals, you know what, they repented when Jonah preached. And so what happened is that the key to coming back to from our failure to see success in life is repentance. You know, I just want to share about three stories of my life, how the Lord turned around from being a failure to success. See, first is my education part. See, zero was my best friend. And so when I was doing my college days, I flunked straight for 2 years. And during the time, because I had lost my focus, and when I say my focus, I had changed my perspective of serving the Lord to serving the world. And so during the time, I flunked 2 years, and I just came back, repented, got right with God, and I said, I'm going to serve you, Lord. Repentance alone was not enough. I had to bring in order in the way I studied. And so I would study straight 8 hours a day from Monday to Saturday. So when the exam came, I got through in my exams, and it was such a great relief. But the point I want to say is that my restoration began with repentance, and after that, bringing in order into my life, and that's how the Lord gave me success. The second thing that I want to share is about my relationship with my father. I didn't have a good relationship with my father. And in the ministry I was at the time, the Lord told me one day that you need to hug your father and come back to the ministry, because at the time I was staying in Kerala. And especially my family, we didn't have this culture or habit of hugging one another. It took a lot of strength and courage in me to hug my father anyway. And what happened was that with that hug, the Lord restored my relationship with my father. And we were friends for 7 years, and after 7 years, my father passed away. The point that I want to say is that if I had not obeyed the Holy Spirit when the Lord told me to hug my father, my relationship with my father would never have been restored. The third point that I want to say is, in the ministry, I was serving the Lord, and then I was doing all kinds of stuff, but I was not being successful. You know what? I even didn't know how to make a sermon. You know that? And so during this time, I was told by a man of God by the name called Dr. John Joseph to come down to Kerala and to be with him. So I went down from Nagaland to Kerala at the age of 37 years old, and I did all kinds of things. Whatever he told me to do it, I just did it. Even things that were not related to the ministry. See, for me, I understood ministry as just preaching the Word of God, praying, and then But when I went down there, I had to hold a camera and then take pictures. I had to travel with him and then set up the audio, set up the sound system, and mop the floor. But while I was doing that, the Lord one day spoke to me that you will become a pastor and you will start a church. And there were times when I didn't want to submit, but because I just knew that it was right for me to submit to this man of God, and when I submitted, and even till today, I'm submitted to him, the Lord opened a door for me, and that is the ministry to be a pastor. So when I say submission to authority, it means not only in ministry, it means in everything, because the book of Romans chapter 13, verse 1 and 2 says that every soul to be submitted to the governing authorities, because the governing authorities are from God. And so when we do not submit, whether it is in terms of your teachers, your parents, your school lecturers, in your office, the higher authorities who are ruling over you, if we do not submit to all these people, I want to tell you that like we are indirectly rejecting the authority of God. And therefore, the point that I want to say is this. When we talk about restoring back from being a failure to be successful, it takes a lot of things. It is not only in one area, but like there are so many areas that like we need to look into. And when we look into all these areas of our life, which I just explained to you, what happens is that the Lord gives us success.